Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Narcheries Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. NIV, Adventure Bible, Hardcover, Full Color is a children's Bible edition published by Zondervan and associated with Lawrence O. Richards' editorial work. It uses the New International Version and is designed primarily for ages 9 to 12 with the goal of making scripture approachable, visually engaging, and easy to navigate for young readers. Rather than presenting the Bible as a dense reference text, this edition frames reading as an exploration of biblical people, places, and teachings. Its full-color design, thumb tabs, and introductory helps are meant to support independent use while also encouraging memorization and repeated reading. Within the category of kids' Bibles, it stands out for combining a trusted modern translation with age-specific presentation choices that lower reading barriers without simplifying away the structure of the biblical text. The result is an edition aimed at parents, teachers, churches, and caregivers who want a child-friendly Bible that supports both comprehension and habit formation. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, a child-focused NIV edition built to make Bible reading approachable. The central purpose of this edition is accessibility. By using the New International Version, the book relies on a translation known for readability and broad evangelical acceptance, which matters when the intended readers are children, still developing fluency and confidence in reading longer texts. The Adventure Bible does not change the Bible into a simplified storybook. Instead, it presents the biblical text in a format that reduces intimidation and makes regular reading more realistic for young users. That choice is important because children often struggle less with interest than with navigation and sustained attention. This edition addresses both. The full color layout, large visual cues, and age-targeted framing help create a reading experience that feels manageable without departing from the content of Scripture itself. In practical terms, the book functions as a bridge between early exposure to Bible stories and independent interaction with the Bible as a whole volume. Secondly, full-color visuals and graphics are used as learning tools, not decoration. One of the defining features of the Adventure Bible is its full-color interior, which is not merely cosmetic. The illustrations, graphics, and visually distinct page elements help sustain attention and reinforce comprehension for children who often learn best through concrete visual association. In a Bible edition like this, images do more than brighten the pages. They create cues that help readers remember people, settings, and themes across the biblical narrative. That is especially useful in a book containing many unfamiliar names and places. The visual design also supports repeated engagement because it makes the volume feel active and inviting rather than formal or daunting. This matters in children's religious publishing, where a major challenge is not only understanding, but willingness to return to the text. By making the Bible look and feel accessible, the full-color format helps position reading as exploration. The result is a product that supports both attention and retention, while still centering the biblical text itself. Thirdly, thumb tabs and introductory guidance help children navigate a complex book. The Adventure Bible is structured to teach children how to use a Bible, not just what is inside it. Features such as indented thumb tabs and a How to Use This Bible introduction are practical tools that address one of the biggest barriers for younger readers' navigation. Unlike a single narrative book, the Bible is a library of books with different genres, lengths, and internal organization. Children often need explicit help finding passages, understanding book order, and moving between sections. The presence of thumb tabs turns that structural complexity into something manageable and concrete. Likewise, a guided introduction can reduce confusion by explaining basic conventions such as chapters, verses, and book divisions. These features make the edition educational in a very literal sense because they teach procedural literacy alongside spiritual reading. This is one reason the book has enduring appeal for families and churches. It does not assume prior knowledge. It builds familiarity step by step, which helps children become more independent and confident Bible users over time. Fourthly, memorization and repeated reading are built into the book's design. A major emphasis of the Adventure Bible is helping children remember key verses and return to the text regularly. The publisher materials and related descriptions consistently highlight memorization, which signals that the edition is meant for ongoing use rather than one-time reading. This approach reflects a common educational principle: children learn more effectively when information is encountered in a stable format with recurring cues. By pairing favorite verses with engaging design elements, the Bible encourages repetition without making the process feel mechanical. This is significant because memorization in a children's Bible is not only about retaining isolated lines, it also supports familiarity with biblical language, rhythm, and ideas. The edition, therefore, aims to create habits of use that extend beyond casual browsing. In that sense, the book functions both as a devotional resource and as a formative learning tool. Its design suggests that spiritual education for children is strengthened when reading, memory, and navigation are integrated into one consistent experience. Lastly, its strongest audience is parents, teachers, and churches seeking an age-appropriate Bible. The Adventure Bible is best understood in relation to the adults who choose it for children. Parents, teachers, caregivers, and church leaders are the primary decision makers. And the book is designed to reassure them that the content is both biblically grounded and developmentally suitable. That positioning matters because children's Bible editions are often judged on two fronts at once: theological trustworthiness and usability. The Adventure Bible addresses the first by retaining the NIV text, and the second by building in visual and instructional support. Compared with story-based Bible adaptations, it offers a fuller bridge toward direct engagement with Scripture. Compared with standard adult Bibles, it provides enough scaffolding to be workable for younger readers. This makes it especially useful in homes, Sunday schools, and Christian education settings where the goal is not simply entertainment but long-term familiarity with the Bible. Its distinctive value lies in this balance. It is child-friendly without becoming trivial, and instructional without becoming academic. In conclusion, NIV, Adventure Bible. Hardcover, full color is best suited for readers and caregivers who want a children's Bible that is both approachable and structurally faithful to the biblical text. Parents looking to introduce regular Bible reading, teachers seeking a classroom-friendly scripture resource. And churches working with ages 9 to 12 will find the format especially useful. Its main benefit is practical. It helps children locate books, understand basic Bible structure, and stay engaged long enough to build familiarity with scripture. The full-color interior, thumb tabs, and introductory helps distinguish it from more basic children's Bibles. While the NIV translation gives it a widely recognized level of readability, what makes it stand out in its category is that it does not rely only on simplified retelling. Instead, it combines visual support with direct access to the Bible text, which makes it a stronger transitional addition for young readers growing toward independent use, for families and ministries that want a durable, child-appropriate Bible rather than a temporary novelty. This edition offers a well-balanced option with enduring usefulness. If you would like to support Zondervan, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.